Many Occupy protesters tend to be suspicious of the mainstream media, so being invited inside 888 Turk came as a surprise. One of the few people awake at 3:45 and a self-declared security guard, Matt Marino, offered a tour of the two-story building. He whispered that some occupiers had once taken advantage of the social services offered here, gesturing to an office labeled clinic director with a homeless person sleeping inside. Marino himself has been staying in a residential hotel.
This is better than the place I live. Hanging out here. That's the thing you can't understand. Hanging out here with a bunch of people in a big space like this, my room, is a closet. It's nothing. I live in an SRO. I share a bathroom with people I don't even know, drifters and stuff. It's a tough life.
The talk of the lobby was the incident last night when someone threw a brick, injuring a fellow occupier. A man who calls himself Michael the Heretic was praising police for the way they handled that bit of violence.
When he picked up another brick, they could have shot him, you know? I mean, that's protocol. And they didn't.
When all of a sudden someone shouted, "Incoming!" And police in riot gear filled the doorway.
Face mask down.
Hi.
There was no way out, even for a reporter waving a San Francisco police press pass.
Under arrest. Place her under arrest. Stand up.
We'll deal with her later.
No one put up any resistance as police corralled 26 people in the lobby, zip-tied their wrists, emptied their pockets, bagged their personal property, and snapped Polaroid photos. The process took about 2 hours. I was released at the scene along with a man in a wheelchair who couldn't be accommodated on the bus to the jail. Most of the 24 left were cited and released, except for some repeat offenders. I'm Jenna Lane, KGO 810.